Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're learning more about the helicopter crash that killed NBA basketball great Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter and seven others yesterday. The helicopter had received special clearance to fly in foggy weather, while other private helicopters and planes were grounded. Meanwhile, at the Staples Center, the home of the LA Lakers, fans like Bobby Jimenez and Jay Sanchez gathered all night and into the morning to honor him.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. I didn't even play basketball, man, until I saw him play. 96, bro. I was 10. I will never forget that game. He didn't just care about the game, bro. He cared about everything. He cared about raising up generations. He cared about inspiring his daughters. There was nobody like him.
It's crazy. Like, Lakers, it's a family. It's not just a team. It's not just a sport. And, you know, Lakers kept me off the streets as a kid. I'd run home to watch Kobe play instead of going out doing something I shouldn't. It's just hard to take in, honestly.
That sound was from KQED's Saul Gonzalez. Of course, most of us knew about Bryant's legacy career, his legendary career on the basketball court. But he was also a philanthropist and was especially passionate about working with children. Joining us now is Ben Paul, president and CEO of After School All-Stars. He's here in Los Angeles. Hi, Ben.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Kobe Bryant's work with After School All-Stars. He was an ambassador with your organization, we're reading, for more than 12 years.
Correct. So After School All-Stars is one of the country's largest after-school provider for low-income students. We serve nearly 90,000 students across the country. And when Kobe first came to learn about our work, he immediately said, you know, what can I do?
You know, we've been hearing so many stories over the last 24 hours, including Kobe's work in the L.A. area. There was this very moving story about him meeting with children who were native Spanish speakers and speaking entirely in Spanish during his entire time with them. He has this reputation for really connecting with children. How did kids react to him?
It was pretty much always the same thing. We would bring Kobe to one of our schools, and these are all low-income schools in high-density urban areas. And the love and the passion for Kobe was just indescribable. I mean, you'd have thousands of kids screaming his name, cheering and clapping and laughing, and the whole neighborhood would find out pretty quickly that Kobe's at the local school, and people would descend from all over just to catch a glimpse. Kobe just wanted to connect with the kids. It was all about helping the next generation, in particular children living in circumstances of poverty. And he would come into their school gym and show them basketball drills and talk to them about teamwork and resilience and hard work. And he really left an impact on a whole generation of students. And he even had an exchange program where he would send students from Los Angeles to a week in China and then send their Chinese counterparts to Los Angeles, where his foundation would cover all the costs in order to give kids, you know, extraordinary international experiences, which has been what's made such an impact on his own life.
How did that idea come about, and why do you think it was so important for him to give those kids that opportunity to see the world in that way?
I think Kobe understood that there's a generation of children growing up in the United States that have very little, and he wanted to do his part in a way that was meaningful to him, and that was basketball and international travel and just opening your eyes to broader experiences.
You got to know him during this time on this professional level, and I'm sure in many ways on a personal level, just being able to shoot the breeze with him and talk about his passion for this program. But what is the one thing about him that you are always going to have in your heart?
I think his smile. He was so personable and made you feel immediately at ease. He had this unbelievable smile that I'll never forget.
You're going to talk with kids today, and you guys will probably be talking about Kobe. What are you planning to say to them?
Well, I think life sometimes ends abruptly, and that's a lesson to all of us to live every day to the fullest and take advantage of the time we have in order to make an impact in our own lives and in the lives of others. And the work that we do, we tell the kids it's all about giving back. And the interesting thing is Kobe can give back as an international celebrity, but the students we serve who are living in poverty are all focused on giving back as well, even with their limited circumstances. And I think that that's a lesson that we can all take away from this.
Ben Paul, President and CEO of After School All-Stars. Ben, thank you so much for sharing your time with Kobe with us.
Thank you.